We continue in the Chuvat HaTalmidim. We're in the middle of Perek Asiri. So, in the middle of 2.12, we're in Dibur HaMatchil B'midat HaChesed Asher Banu. In the middle of that Dibur HaMatchil, where the Rebbe is explaining to us that within us we have a Hishtalshelut from the Sefirot HaElyonot. We have derivatives of Midot within us are derived from the celestial Sefirot HaKedoshot HaElyonot. And he was explaining to us, as an example, Chesed, with the Midah of Chesed that we have to be Me'orer, Ahavat Hashem, Ahavat Israel, Ahavat HaTorah. And now he says, in regards to Midat HaGvura, U'bemidat HaGvura nire'ehu beyira'a amitit. With the Midah of Gvura that is within us, strength, the Midah of strength, we use it to fear Hashem in a true way, in a real way. Lo ahava v'yir'a nirdemet bilvad. So ahavat Hashem comes from the Midah of Chesed, yir'at Hashem comes from the Midah of Gvura. So he says, we're not talking about a dormant Ahava and Yir'ah of Hashem, a sleepy one that is quiet, that is there within us, but we don't activate it. Sheyesh be'etzem v'teva ish Yisrael Hashem. The Ahava nirdemet, the dormant midah of Ahava and Yir'ah of Hashem that every Jew has in his nature. Ahava v'Yir'ah she'eno margish otan. Ahava and Yir'ah that he doesn't feel. Ve'en libo mefarkes. He doesn't feel any tremor from it. He doesn't get moved by it. Many Jews walk around, most unfortunately, walk around with the innate ahava and yir'ah that is within every Jew, but it's dormant. So it doesn't stimulate them. It's not stimulated and they're not stimulated by it. That's not what I'm talking about, he says. That type of ahava nir'ah, rak she'yaseh lo ha'ish al kol panim zmanim, she'ye'orer et ahavato l'Hashem b'tshuka v'gaguim elav yitbarach. A person has to, at least from time to time, set aside a few minutes, a few moments, to awaken that ahava which is within him. See, this is what we're learning now. The depth of what we're learning here is that we have the midot that we have are waiting to be activated in the real way. So right now, in particular, we're talking about the midah of chesed and gvura. In other words, the midah of ahava and yir'ah. So we have to set aside moments to awaken, to stir that, to stimulate, to develop those midot that is within us, such as the ahava to Hashem, with teshuka, with longing and ga'guim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'itpalel, and to pray to Hashem, Ana Hashem, kareveni na'elecha. We have to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as was mentioned by the Rebbe in the previous perek, that we should get used to talking to Hashem and praying to Him. Hashem, please bring me close to You. Lama ze istarta panecha mimeni, lama yilchaktani mikdushatecha. Please don't hide Your face from me. Don't distance me from Your kedusha. Allow me to feel Your kedusha. You're walking on the street, you have nothing to say? Say this. Hashem, please let me feel You. Help me to feel You. There's nothing more that a neshama wants and yearns for than that. Teshukato v'gaguav yehiyu kitshukot v'gaguei haben el aviv shenitrachek mimenu. It should be to the point where a Jew misses Hashem like a son misses his father who went on a long trip. Sichlo mitpa'en umfarkes el aviv ad shelibo kohev lo. That son who awaits the return of his father, who misses his father, who longs to see him, his mind is activated by that. He feels a quiver in his heart. He feels like a movement in him, to the point of pain even, when he doesn't see his father. That's a mashal. It's a real mashal. It's in real life. But it's a mashal as to how we're supposed to feel Gaguim and Shuka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All that is called activating the Midah of Ahava, the Midah of Chesed, which is within us, which is a Hishtalshelut from the Sfira of Chesed. The same thing goes for fear of Hashem. Lo yistapek ha'ish ha'yisraeli v'ir'ah asher b'tiv'o levad. A Jew should not be satisfied with the innate, natural yir'ah that he has in him. Asher lo nigleta b'kirbo, that wasn't yet revealed in him. Ve'eno margish za'azuei ha'nefesh mimena. He doesn't feel the tremors of yir'ah. We have to awaken that from time to time. Be'yir'ah niglet, with an open and revealed fear of Hashem. Kemo mi she'omed lifnei ha'melech ha'gibol, as if a person is standing in front of a great and powerful king. How would he feel? Would he be standing there like this, in a nonchalant and cold and inactive way? No. Kulo yivchad ve'izdazea. He shakes, he shivers from the glory of the power and greatness that is before him. From time to time, a person is supposed to awaken that midah of Yir'at Hashem in an active way within him, which is the shoresh of that midah is in the sphira of Gevurah. That's called Gevurah. That's Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu was Ufachad Yitzchak. How do we address Hashem when, in regards to Yitzchak Avinu? We say, Pachad Yitzchak, you are the fear of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was Kulo Gevurah, was Kulo Midata Gevurah in front of Hashem. Ur'enai Divrei HaRambam Amuvaim Berach Haim Siman Aleph. Those are the words of the Rambam that the Rama brings in the first Siman in Shulchan Aruch, Veze Leshono. Kesheyasim Ha'adam Melibo. The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim writes this. When a person puts into his heart, which means he imagines, Shehamelech HaGadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the great king, the Holy One, blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Melocho La'aretz Kevodo, whose glory fills the world, Omed Alav V'ro'eh Ma'asav, is standing above Him and seeing His actions, Kemo She'ne'emar, as the open pasuk in Yirmiyah Perek Kav Gimel says, Im Yisater Ish Bamistarim, Va'ani lo yir'enu, ne'um Hashem. Hashem says, can a person hide in a hiding place and I won't see him? Which is Yirmiyah is telling us that we have to know the mitzi'ud, the reality, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always looking at us. He's always watching us. So the Rambam says, if a person imagines that, in particular, the Rama brings it down in the halakha of the moment of waking up in the morning. That's a good time to imagine this thought. When we open our eyes in the morning, we should practice that thought that Hashem is right above us, He's looking at us. That should help, if we really feel that, it should help us to be Yidgaber Ka'ari, Lakum Mimitato La'avodat Bo'ot, to get up from bed. How could a person stay lying down like a dead beat when he knows, when he imagines to himself, when he attains a certain sense and feeling that Hashem is looking? Miyad yagia elav ha'ir'ah ve'ha'achna'ah ve'pachad Hashem yitbarach u'boshto mimenu tamid. Immediately he's going to feel that fear and that humility in front of the awesomeness of Hashem. And even shame, even boshto mimenu tamid. Ad kan leshono ha'kadosh, those are the words of the Rambam. V'zehu ha'ikar, that's the main way of yir'at shamayim. Lo yir'ah nirdama b'kirbo kemilifnei ha'melech sherachok mimenu. Not some kind of dormant fear of, yeah, I know there's a king, you know, somewhere that... Yeah, he's amazing. He's awesome. Shirak b'da'ato yodea hu shesham merachok nimtza melech. He just knows it mentally that there is a king in some far off state. Utzrichim lira mimenu, and we have to fear him. Mipene shelo hayecholet lehara uleetiv imo, because after all, that king has the wherewithal and the power to do good with him, and the opposite. Rak yir'ah hachna u'pachad lifnei Hashem asher omed alav v'ro'et ma'asav. We're not talking about such a far-off yira'ah. A yira'ah mamashit from Hashem who is right above us. Kulo yizdazeh ve'evarav daledayin hakeshu. That should bring a feeling of active, of tangible fear. Yikana ve'idbatel mehadar kevodo asher lefanav. And he becomes batel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who he feels before him. Yir'a kazo lo tiye klusha v'chalusha. This yir'a is not weak and tempered. Lo tidache v'lo tidbatel mipenei kol ratzon v'ta'ava kufanit. That type of yir'a cannot be cancelled or nullified by some kind of physical urge. Lo od ela af b'sha'a shelo tiye yir'ato kol kach gluya b'kirbo. Even at a time where he doesn't really feel that yira, imrak yizkor min hapachad v'az yezua shehayta lo lifnei sha'a shehatayim, but if he can remind himself of that feeling of charada that he felt an hour ago or 2 hours ago when he put it to his mind, gam ken yivrach v'yitrachek mikol shemetz chet, that will also be useful and helpful to deviate from doing a sin, from doing something that is wrong. Af ta'ava shel heter shehen hefech miratzon Hashem, even a ta'ava of heter which is against Hashem's will. ואם יסתכל בקרבו ויראה שעשה איזה מעשה דיבור, אף מחשבה של חטא, או שהלך בטל, שהיא יסוד כל החטאים, and if he looks into himself and he sees that he did something wrong, or he said something wrong, or he thought of a sinful thought, or that he was just הלך בטל, he was walking with nothing, doing nothing, שהיא יסוד כל החטאים. Sometimes the Rebbe, in one line, a derech agav line, he gives a big musar. Says, the yesod kol hachatayim is holech batel. A person who walks the street without anything on his head, without anything on his mind, nothing to think about, nothing to focus on, he says, that's the beginning of all chatayim. When a person is busy, when a person is a thinker, so then nothing really can get to him that is wrong. He's busy. But when a person has nothing else to do, so then the smallest ta'ava that comes along and says hi, he falls for it because he has nothing else to do. Yesod kol hachatayim. So when a person feels that after a feeling of yira, yechere v'yichas al atzmo, he gets angry with himself. Remember, we spoke about that rigzu, to get angry with yourself, and he gives us the whole 4 lines in Yiddish. Now, you want me to read it? I love reading Yiddish, so I'm just, if you don't mind, you could tune out for a moment. I'll translate it afterwards. Ve'yomar, you want to hear Yiddish? This is not in French. This is in Yiddish. Oy gevalt, he says. Whoa. Oy vavoy. Was hab ich getun gegen Oibersten? What did I do against Hashem? How could I do that? Ich bin doch ärger wie der gemenster Poshea Israel, chas v'shalom. It's harsh words. I'm worse than the lowest of the low.
That's after the sin?
Yeah.
It's like you didn't think about anything and you fall in the...
A person who put into his mind a feeling of charada, of yirat Hashem, so then, number one, it will cause him to stay away from sin. And also, if he was nichshal in avera, he said, if he looks into himself and he sees that he did something or he said something or he thought something that is wrong, and then he attaches it to the feeling of yirah that he had before, he says, oh, Ribono Shel Olam, how could I do that? How could I? Ribono Shel Olam, Zayim Yom Moichel, forgive me, Hashem. Ichne Moif Mir Fun Haint, I take upon myself from today, Haint on, from today and on, to Zayin Ayid mit mein ganze Leben, to be a Jew with all my heart. At that moment, because of the yir'ah, of the charada that he had before, so it, in a way, the chet that he remembered causes him to take upon himself to become better. In a way, it's like teshuvah me'ahava is mehapech the zedonot into zchuyot, or teshuvah me'yir'ah also, at least it makes it into shgagot. Okay, that's for a different time.